Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We're going trick-or-treating on air, which I don't know what that means either. Our producer, Kyle, suggested the idea. And so, Kyle, what the heck are you talking about?
Well, we always love to have a little fun on holidays, and I want to play a little game. I have ingredients for candy bars. You know, treats. But I've also mixed in a couple of fake ones, so they're tricks.
Uh-oh.
And you guys have to guess whether it's a trick or a treat. Are you ready?
Not really.
Okay, well, yes. Austin, you did win the pre-show coin flip. Would you like to go first or second?
I'm going to go, let's see here, first is the worst, so Mel should go, probably go first. I'll go second.
Okay, that makes sense. Melissa, your first candy bar. Is this a trick or a treat? Shortbread cookie topped with caramel and milk chocolate. Trick or treat?
I'll say treat.
Is that a treat? It is. That's a Twix bar there, Mel.
Yeah, yeah.
Mel,
bread cookie.
Are you more of a left Twix or right Twix gal?
Is there a difference?
Well, some have said.
I don't know about that.
There's
You know what you do? There's
definitely a difference.
You just take a bite of both of them at the same time. You don't break them apart.
Oh, well, if anybody's looking for a serial killer, we have one here in studio.
I think you're thinking of Kit Kat. They're already broken apart.
Oh my gosh, you are thinking of
Kit
Kat.
I am thinking of Kit Kat. Yeah, the Twixes are already alone.
This is embarrassing.
Wait, so Mel, left Twix or right Twix?
I'll go left.
Oh, classic Mel, always leaning left.
Wow,
Austin. Mel. Trick or treat, a combination of nougat, caramel, peanuts, all covered in milk chocolate. Trick or treat.
Nougat, caramel, and peanuts. I think that's a Snickers. I'm going to say that's a treat.
Is that a treat? You are right. That is a Snickers bar.
I love Snickers. I think that's my favorite candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate with some sea salt, caramel, and peanut butter in the middle. Trick or treat.
That sounds amazing.
It does. Sea salt, caramel in the middle. I don't know. Sounds like a treat.
Is that a treat?
Should be.
Nope, you just got tricked.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Austin.
What?
What about a whipped chocolate center and milk chocolate? Trick or treat.
Ooh. Whipped chocolate center. I want to say that's a treat, but... Oh, wait. Is that Milky Way? No. Milky Way? Three Musketeers? No, that's nougat, right? I'm going to say trick.
Is that a trick?
No.
Should have went with your heart on that one. It's a Three Musketeers.
Gosh, those are so good.
They are good.
Melissa.
Yeah.
What about milk chocolate with Rice Krispies on the outside and also dry roasted peanuts in the middle?
Oh my gosh, that sounds like that's the best one we've
seen. Is that a trick or treat?
I'm going to say trick.
Is that a trick? You're right, but it does sound really good.
It does
I want to make
good.
That now.
Awesome. Chocolate caramel with crisp rice. Trick or treat?
Chocolate caramel with crisp rice. I'm going to say trick.
Is that a trick?
No!
Unfortunately not, my friend. That's a 100 grand bar.
100.
Oh, those are so good, too.
I do love 100 grand. They're so good.
So, Melissa.
Yes.
You get this right, you win. You get it wrong, you leave the door open for Austin. Trick or treat.
Yeah.
Peanuts, sugar, skim milk, corn syrup. Trick or treat.
Skim milk.
Trick or treat.
It's a treat.
Is that a treat? It is, Melissa. Do you know what treat it is?
Payday.
Yes, it is on a Friday.
Yeah, baby.
Melissa, you are the queen of Halloween, the trick-or-treat queen.
I hope I get a payday and 100 grand today.
Oh, you'll get neither. You just got tricked.
Hope our bosses aren't listening. All right, so before we went to break just then, Melissa was making fun of the way my Halloween voice.
But for good reason.
So let's play some One's Gotta Go. What kind of edition?
Halloween edition.
Okay, that's not any better than mine.
Actually, our listenership just went up because of how she did that.
It was spooky, like somebody whispering in your ear.
You definitely
that's
didn't
creepy.
Sound like a 1-900 number.
Gosh, come on.
Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options, Halloween options, that are difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which one has got to go. Joining us today is our dear friend Michelle in Chicago. Michelle, how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Michelle, can you give us your best scary sounding voice?
Oh, that was good. That was a lot better than Mel.
A lot
better than Austin's, too. So good job, Michelle. Are you ready to play?
I have a pretty deep voice, so I think it's easy.
Oh, well, all right. Well, it's working.
I was made fun of as a kid for my deep voice.
Hey, it sounds great to me. That's all I'll say.
You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Let's get going.
All right. This texter chimed in here with a One's Gotta Go question. 847, would you rather be stuck in the last Halloween costume you wore for the rest of your life or never be able to eat candy again? Ooh. Which one's gotta go?
Being stuck in the Halloween costume.
That one's gotta go?
Why's that?
Yeah. Because I really don't care about eating candy.
Okay.
So she didn't want to give candy up.
So, wait, are you willing to give candy up and just wear the Halloween costume?
Yes.
Oh, so candy's got to go.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm with Michelle on this one. Candy's got to go. I don't need the candy.
I don't need the candy either.
I don't. It's so much sugar and carbs and
nope. We are healthy eaters here.
Look how healthy we are on Halloween.
All right, next one, Michelle. One's got to go from a 760 number. One's got to go getting chased by a horde of zombies or tracked down by a pack of vampires. Which one's got to go?
Oh, it's a hard one. I guess getting chased. Or the vampires. I'm afraid of vampires.
She's afraid of vampires. Same. I think we all are, honestly.
Don't see the film Sinners.
Yeah.
A lot of them in there. Melissa?
I think that one's got to go.
Okay.
All right. Yep, vampires got to go.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Definitely. Zombies got to go, guys. Zombies. There's too many of them, and there's... Yeah. At least the vampires are, like, coolly dressed.
Yeah, and they only come out at night.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So during the day, you can do whatever the heck you want.
It's awesome.
Well, it depends on the zombie. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. And last one just for you today, Michelle. One's got to go. 331 texter. Candy corn or black licorice?
Ooh.
Oh, definitely candy corn has to go. I love black licorice.
Oh,
and
really?
I can't stand candy corn.
You love black licorice?
Especially the authentic. The real, like, from Australia.
From Australia.
You and Keith Urban grabbing
I love how Michelle went from, I'm not a candy person, but then she's like, give me that black licorice.
The authentic Australian black licorice.
Austin.
Melissa.
We have an email from Bruce in Hinsdale for Dear Melissa in Austin, who sent an email asking for help because his girlfriend is still on a dating app.
Wait, what?
It says, my girlfriend secretly reactivated her dating app just to check if her profile was still up. Then she accidentally matched with my coworker.
Oh, come on.
She swears that was just a joke.
Yeah, accidentally? I fell and swiped right.
Isn't that funny? He says, I'm not laughing. Now, every time I see him at work, I can't stop wondering if they've talked or if there's more to it.
Yeah, right.
She says, I'm being kind of insecure. But if the roles were reversed, she'd probably break up with me. How far can a joke like that go before it's straight up disrespect?
Bruce, I think you gotta go a little bit deeper in this grilling and let it be known. Like, even if this is a joke, like, I don't find it funny. That's a weird thing. Like, oh, I just reactivated my account just to see if it was still working.
Yeah, I appreciate a good joke on somebody.
Yeah.
In kind of that way, like... If you know somebody's a jokester.
Sure.
If you know their personality.
Right, right, right.
You know it's a joke.
If she's doing this in other aspects, like obviously like the three of us here, we are constantly pranking each other, you know, making fun of each other.
Time.
Yes, exactly. Like we have that relationship. But if she's not typically like that, then
and
that,
it's a new relationship.
Yeah, right. Like
I
that,
don't know if you do that in a new relationship.
That raises concern to me.
Yeah. So big red flag enough to break up?
I don't know if it's enough to break up, but it's definitely enough to raise your concerns and like let your concerns be known within the relationship.
And, well, he did because he said, she said, that he was being insecure and it was a joke.
I don't know. I just feel like, Bruce, are we sure that she ever fully got off the apps? You know?
Like doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. Like if that's how you met Bruce, like maybe she never even got off it and now she's using the, okay, reactivation. I don't know.
You know me, it's shady breakup.
Wow. Just look, zero tolerance Mel. It's what we call her around these parts. Bruce, wish you the best of luck, man. I hate that you're going through that. But yeah, I think you need to have the stern conversation with her. Mel thinks you need to break up with her. Either way, we both agree it is a giant red flag.
Mm-hmm. Adios, lady.
But thank you so much for reaching out to us for Dear Melissa and Austin.
Do you think it was a trick or a treat?
Just don't. It is Halloween, which means it is time to trick or treat. And for most of us, that requires walking up to someone's front door, ringing the doorbell, and saying trick or treat, right?
That's what you're supposed to do.
Well, not according to my wife, Meredith, who is actually on the line with us now. Meredith, you care to tell us how you grew up trick or treating?
Yes, absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning.
So in St. Louis, which is where I grew up, you had to work for your candy. So we had to tell a joke. And everyone did it, and it wasn't like, oh, some kids are telling a joke and some aren't. We would, you know, walk up to the house, ring the doorbell, and be ready with our joke. And it wasn't until a few years ago.
Yeah.
Because we didn't, before we had kids, we didn't trick or treat on Halloween. We'd usually be at a party. So it wasn't until a few years ago when I was like, oh, what joke did you tell on Halloween? Like, did you change it every year? Or did you have a classic one that you told every year?
And you can probably guess how baffled I was by this question.
And I truly never been so shocked in my life to learn that it is only a St. Louis thing. I would love for you to get callers from St. Louis because I 100% know that they had to tell a joke. So it wasn't even just my
friends
in my neighborhood. Yep.
Well, you're not kidding. They made you work for it. It's not trick or treat. It's trick or treat or laugh. I never heard of that until you just told that story.
Austin witnessed it when we lived in St. Louis, too.
Yes, and let me tell you, it took so much longer to hand out the candy to the group of kids every single time the doorbell rang. So, Mayor, what's your joke?
Oh, my gosh. It's been years.
No, well, you're not getting any candy, then. Let's do that. What's your weird Halloween tradition? 312-946-4995 is the number. What is your weird Halloween tradition?
I don't know. I think that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard on Halloween.
It might be the weirdest.
I don't know. There's got to be something more weird than that.
Not possible.
312-946-4995. What's your weird Halloween tradition? That's next here on Melissa and Austin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meredith, we just put it out to our callers to call in if they had a weirder Halloween tradition than telling jokes while trick-or-treating, like you just admitted to doing growing up.
Uh-huh.
And I'm here to tell you that we did not receive a single phone call. I think Chicagoland is weirded out by your Halloween tradition of telling jokes when trick-or-treating growing up.
Well, I also don't put it all on her because she was just following what everybody else was doing in the St. Louis area.
So yeah.
Cut her some slack.
Let this just be the latest item on the long list of reasons why St. Louis is weird. Meredith, we didn't even get a caller from St. Louis like you asked to call in.
Well, then is that really a St. Louis thing or is Meredith like...
I don't know. Maybe Meredith lived in a really weird neighborhood in St. Louis.
Right?
I don't know.
It's 1,000% of St. Louis.
Either way, nobody had a weirder tradition than that.
Well, good. I'm proud to be the weirdest.
Okay, but we agree, though, that our kids are not telling jokes when they ring the doorbells tonight?
No, mainly because one of them can barely talk, and the other is very shy, so I don't think that would happen anyway.
Yeah, right. It would take forever to get those jokes out.
Don't put them through that unless, right, it's like comes natural for them when they get older.
Well, I mean, look, they probably will get their comedy from their dad, but we don't need to utilize that comedy when trick-or-treating. I think it's just simply trick-or-treat, not trick-or-treat, knock-knock.
Well, actually, you go knock, knock, and then you say,
you knock, knock,
trick or treat,
knock, knock. Who's there? Meredith, listen, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but we appreciate you hopping on the phone with us not once, but twice this morning.
Sure. Well, happy Halloween, everyone. Get your best jokes ready if you're in St. Louis. Okay. If not, just get candy.
Thanks for being weird, Meredith.
We love you, Meredith.
Love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Do you like to read? Do you like Kenny Chesney? Do you like to read about Kenny Chesney? Well, let me tell you, you are in luck because all week we've been giving away a copy of his new book, Heart Life Music. Plus, we're giving winners a chance to qualify for tickets to his book tour event going down at the Copernicus Center on November 5th. Now, this is open. You can get tickets to this event, but we want to send you there for free. But
this is Trends with Benefits, so you need to know what's going on in the news. Who do we have on the line?
Our contestant of the day today is April and Darian.
Yes.
Hi, April. You have a chance to win a copy of Kenny Chesney's book. This is Trends with Benefits, so you need to know what's going on in the news. We've got three stories. Two are fake, one is real, and you have to tell us the real one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Great.
Right. With all that said, let's play. Story number one. After their recent feud, Morgan Wallen shows up to a Halloween party dressed as country singer Chris Young.
Story number two. For his birthday, Brad Paisley asked for an 8-foot-tall Wyvern Dragon animatronic and actually got it.
And story number three. A small plane nearly crashed yesterday but landed on a long stretch of Northern Lakeshore Drive, saving the pilot and passenger.
Which one's the real one?
Oh, my goodness. Let's go with number one.
The Morgan Wallen dressed as Chris Young?
Yes.
Is that the real story? Oh, I'm so sorry, April. Oh, better luck next time.
No, wait. Hey, April, will you hold on one sec?
Yeah, April, hang on one sec.
Okay, thank you. Austin.
What's up?
Come on, I know she loves Kenny Chesney.
Well, who doesn't love Kenny Chesney?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is like a really cool opportunity that she might get to go to the book tour. So let's give her another shot.
You want to give her another chance?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, April?
Yes.
We're going to give you another shot. So of the two stories remaining, emergency landing for the plane or Brad Paisley, which is the real story?
Brad Paisley.
Is it Brad Paisley? It is.
All right, you did it.
April, you got yourself a copy of Kenny Chesney's new book.
I am so excited.
Yes. And you qualify to attend that book tour event going down at the Copernicus Center November 5th next week.
That is so cool.
That is pretty cool.
I listen to you guys all the time. You guys are great.
Oh, thank you so much, April.
Listen, you don't need to butter us up after the fact. I mean, you already won the prize, but, you know, so that means we know it comes from a real place.
Right,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
By the way, also, April, one of my favorite months.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
It's your birthday?
It's our half birthdays in that
month. So we love April.
Yeah, we love April.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We fully love April.
Congratulations, though. We are so excited for you.
Thank you.
The only thing we need to point out about Kenny Chesney's new book is you have to read it with no shoes on.
Well, yeah, he's known for No Shoes Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Melissa.
Austin.
We were kind of like a minute early, but it's a Fridays and vibes are already high, and I just can't wait to get to some great news.
Absolutely. It is time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me, and trust me, you are also going to feel great. Go to feelgreatillinois.com.
And it's a great
Lisa in Florida.
What's your great news?
Hey, I'm here with my friend Debbie, and we have the best news. Melissa, your very own Melissa, after the show is flying down for a girls' weekend with us in Naples, Florida.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I am! Oh, my God!
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute.
You're going to have so much fun.
Normally, when it comes to Naples, I'm the one that goes to Naples every April. But, Melissa, you're now going down there.
I am. I haven't been down to Florida in a while because Lisa is really good at coming up here
to
Valparaiso.
Yep.
And now it's definitely my turn, and we are going to have a blast. Are you going out on a boat right now?
We are leaving in about 5 minutes.
I'm jealous. What's the temperature like there?
It is absolutely gorgeous. It's 77 degrees and sunny. It is just gorgeous.
Man.
Isn't that great?
Can I go?
No. You're busy with Halloween, Austin.
Wait. So, yeah, wait. Today is Halloween. Are you guys doing any, I don't know, trick-or-treating or Halloween parties or anything tonight?
Yes. So we are picking Melissa up at the airport and going directly down Fifth Avenue, and we have a costume for her, and she doesn't know what it is yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
First of all, I love Fifth Avenue. Second of all, Lisa, you know you are legally obligated to share the photos of Melissa in said costume with us so we can post it to US 99 Mornings on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Absolutely. We got you.
Okay.
Lisa, one last thing. First of all, love you so much. You're the most fun friend I have. Second of all.
Whoa. Hey, I'm right here.
Girlfriend.
Right. Okay. Thank okay. you. All right. I'll
roll it. Girlfriend. What did you tell me you were going to hand to me as soon as I got off the plane?
A drink.
A California roll.
Wait, what?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, that too. I'm bringing you. I'm a good wife.
Oh
yes.
My gosh!
I'm gonna bring you your California roll.
That is great A comedy. Lisa's like drink.
I'm like.
And Mel's like, no sushi.
Yes, it is sushi. I did the same thing for Debbie yesterday.
Yeah.
It was all right. Wonderful.
So sushi and a sake bomb. That's what Mel needs right when she gets off the flight, okay?
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen,
Lisa.
Have fun. Be safe this weekend, Lisa. Take good care of our sweet Melissa and return her home safely, especially in time for Monday's show, because we're going to need to hear stories from this girl's weekend.
All right. You got it.
Okay. Yeah. Remember, love you guys.
Love you too.
You too. Safe travels.
It's Naples, not Vegas. What happens there doesn't stay there.
Oh, wow.
Right. Get here already.
Okay. I'm coming.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa. See you guys soon.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
And you know what? Let's just keep the vibes rolling. It's a Friday. Let's get to more great news. So if you've got great news, give us a call. 312-946-4995.
It's The Great Today with Melissa and Austin.
And you know what's about to happen to me?
What?
Some more great at 8 news.
Okay. It is time for more great at 8.
It's a great
Mackenzie in St. John.
What's your great news?
It's my son's 5th birthday today.
Oh, come on.
Aw, I love that.
What's his name?
Bradley.
Bradley. Awesome. And does that make him in kindergarten?
Preschool.
He's still in preschool.
Okay.
For the time his birthday is this year. Or what are you guys going to do to celebrate his birthday?
I just dropped him off at school. And then when I pick him up, we're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese and then dinner.
Oh, my gosh. Best mom ever.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
He's going to sit there and play all the games again. Get all those tickets.
The amount of times I begged my parents to take me to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
He begged me for a while, and I took him this summer, and he loved it. So
sure.
Does he know that's where you're going after school?
No. Me and his dad are going to surprise him.
Oh, my God.
No, he is going to lose his mind. You're going to have a hard time getting him out of there.
Yeah.
Even 2 or 3 hours later.
You got to film his reaction when you tell him that's where you're going.
I will.
That's incredible. I love that so much.
Well, listen, sorry we didn't get a chance to talk to Bradley before he got dropped off, but please give him a big old hug and say, this is from Melissa and Austin at US 99, and we wish him the very best, happiest of birthdays.
I will. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Of course. Okay, have a great day, Mackenzie.
If he wins an extra friendship bracelet or spider ring, you know where to send it.
Ring.
Send it to the studio, okay?
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Look, you get those tickets.
I love those spider rings.
Yeah, you collect them. Maybe one of the Chinese finger traps, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Thank you so much, Mackenzie.
No problem. Bye.
Karen in Hanover Park.
What's your great news?
My great news is my nephew, Ronnie, is getting married today to Kelsey.
Ooh.
On Halloween.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Lonnie and Kelsey.
Ronnie.
Ronnie and Kelsey.
Yeah, they're getting married. I'm also his godmother. And his little tattoo, because his mom's not with us. But it was really nice that he proposed with his mom's ring to her.
Aww,
oh,
that's
wow.
really sweet.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Have they been together a long time?
Yeah, they have been together for a long time, and they're just so cute together, and they love Halloween.
Where's the wedding going to be?
It's a little south of Joliet that they're getting married.
Well, that's
in Manhattan, Illinois.
Okay,
going down to Manhattan.
Very nice.
Are they going to do any kind of Halloween themed wedding at all, or any Halloween anything in the wedding?
Well, it's kind of like a secret. They haven't really told us. We're not dressing up. Maybe some masks, but we did have a Halloween shower.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, so that's all pretty cool.
Oh, that's cute.
Great.
There's just some secret stuff going on we don't know yet until we get there.
Sure.
Right, that's a fun surprise, though.
Well, Karen, do you mind doing us a favor? Do you mind telling both Ronnie and Kelsey that we said congratulations?
I sure will.
That is super exciting. We're very, very happy for them.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you for calling and sharing your great news. We love to celebrate the great things going on in your world.
And we all love listening to you, too.
Oh, thank you, Karen. Have so much fun at the wedding.
Thank you.
The time is 8:35-ish on this All Hallows Eve, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35, brought to you by our friends, fittingly on this Halloween, from Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. Visit treetime.com. It's never too early, right?
Nah, never too early.
Joining us today are our dear friends, Justin in Johnsburg and Kathy in Bloomingdale. Kathy, why don't you say hello to Justin?
Hello, Justin.
Hi, Kathy.
Guys, you are up for tickets to go see Ryan Hurd at Joe's on Weed Street. That's going to be November 7th, courtesy of Joe's Live. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The very important rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
Ready.
Ready.
With all that said, let's play. Question numero uno. That's Spanish for question number one. What Whiskey on You singer is from Paradise, California? 3 seconds?
No idea.
We're looking for Nate Smith. Nate Smith, singer of Whiskey on You.
Question number two. Finish the lyrics to this Walker Hayes song. Trying to write a song the local country station will play. Hey, I'm just trying to stay out of what?
Kathy. No, I don't know it. I'll guess. Jail.
Is it jail? I love Kathy just buzzing in.
I know. She's like, I'm going to try anyway.
She's like, Kathy! Oh, my buzzer does work. Justin, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with Trouble.
Is it Trouble?
Trouble. That sounds good.
No, it doesn't sound that good.
Those were both really good guesses.
Yeah, good guesses, I guess, but neither one was right.
It was Trying to Stay Out of AA.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
All right. Question number three, still anyone's game, 0-0. In what city does Elvis Presley's home, Graceland, reside? 3 seconds.
Oh, my God, I know this.
Justin. New York.
Is it New York? It is not. Kathy, you got a guess?
No, I only know the state is Tennessee.
I mean, the state is Tennessee, but we're looking for the city. The city, of course, is Memphis. Look, still anyone's game.
It sure is.
Question four.
Justin, we're not good.
I mean, I'm not going to say that, but I'm not going to disagree with it either.
Yeah, and that may change now after this.
Yeah.
Question number four. Who sings Cold as You?
Uh-oh. 3 seconds.
I know, we're bad. Okay, let's guess. Kathy?
Kathy?
Luke Combs?
Is it Luke Combs? Kathy!
What a great guess.
Yeah, Kathy, you didn't have to say let's guess. If you wouldn't have said that, we would have just assumed you knew it. But I love the random stab in the dark. Okay, so Kathy leads 1-0 heading into this fifth and final question. Justin, if you don't get this, then Kathy's going to Ryan Hurd a week from tonight. Question five. You Should Probably Leave is a hit song from what country music star? 3 seconds.
Justin. Cole Swindell.
Is it Cole Swindell? It is not. Kathy, we'd go to you for your guess, but we technically don't need it. We're looking for Chris Stapleton, but with a 1-0 lead after five whole questions. Kathy, you're going to Ryan Hurd.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Congratulations. And your guess. Your one guess got you those tickets.
Oh, well done. Well done, guys.
I do better when I play when I'm not on the radio.
That's what we hear.
Every single person who's ever played has said that. I got a what if for you, Kane Brown and Lauren Elena.
What is it?
What if Melissa was a nerd?
You don't have to wonder that. She is.
She is such a nerd.
Such a nerd.
She loves science so much. She would not stop talking about it off the air. And we said, Melissa, if you promise, please stop talking about science off the air, we'll give you an entire segment on the air. To which she said,
okay, I really like that idea.
Don't talk like that.
No, well, you especially talk like that on Halloween.
That sounds like a great idea. To which we said, okay, we'll call like it that.
Melissa's Weird Science.
Melissa's Weird Science.
Ew.
Melissa, what are you going to teach us from the world of science this week?
You two may not like candy corn, but a lot of people do, including this girl right here.
All the more reason you're a nerd. Got her.
Stop it. But you'll never guess what makes candy corn shiny. You might want to sit down for
I think
this
it's one. Wax, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to guess wax.
Kind of not.
Okay.
You might want to sit down.
It tastes like wax.
It does not. It tastes fantastic.
Also, stop telling me to sit down.
Yeah.
You're standing up. Go sit down. The glossy finish on your Halloween candy is made from a bug.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. That, you're not helping the case for candy corn tasting good.
Yeah, wait.
You're what? Like, what's that waxy film on it? And it comes from bugs.
It does. Many candy corns are coated in something called confectioner's glaze, but confectioner's glaze is made from a resin secreted by insects called lac bugs.
Confections was my favorite Usher song.
So anyway, the resin is processed into shellac, the same stuff that's used to give furniture a polished shine.
Ugh.
They put it on furniture.
Oh, man.
It helps candy corn stay smooth and bright and long-lasting, but it also means, sorry for you vegans, it's not vegan.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what was really slowing them down on candy corn.
So this Halloween, you know, if you're a candy corn fan, I don't know if that's going to make you want to second guess it, but it won't me. I'm still going to eat it. I can be on. It'd be like in your own episode of Fear Factor.
If you want, follow us on social media at US99 Mornings in honor of Halloween. We did post some past Halloween costumes, and we would like to know which one you think is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Do take into account that Melissa likes candy corn, and you should probably not vote for somebody who eats bugs.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Do you know how many people like candy corn? You just offended, like, the entire Chicagoland area.
I think I offended three people, and one of them is with us. I actually had a quick weird science before we wrap it up.
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
It's also Halloween-related. There's this scientist who was working in the lab late one night when his eyes beheld an eerie sight. For his monsters from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to his surprise, they did the monster mash.
Oh, my God.
The monster mash.
Oh, my God.
I thought he was going to have the music ready.
It was a graveyard smash.
That joke was candy corny.
Ew.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.